Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. It's vital for all of us to have a true understanding of ourselves. If we go around with an inflated view of our own importance, the whole of life will be distorted. Relationships will be damaged and will add layers of difficulty to everyday life. It's just as damaging to have too low a view of ourselves. If we go into the day feeling that we are unimportant and don't count, we're liable to be steamrolled by the smallest of difficulties. What we need is an accurate understanding of who we are, and that's what we gain by faith. As we place our trust in God, we learn that we're made in His image and are of infinite importance. Nothing we do is unimportant when we know that the Holy Spirit is filling us and directing our actions. The Apostle Paul is clearly very concerned about this subject and presents it to the Roman Church as a warning at the beginning of this section on living the Christian life. He knew the destructive power of arrogance and was aware that it could creep into any area of life, including the church. The moment anyone claims that they know best, there are problems. That's why God is so firmly opposed to arrogance. Proverbs tells us that the Lord detests the proud and warns us that pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before a fall. God invites us to live a life of humility, which means that however strongly we might feel about something, we are always ready to learn and always willing to admit that we might be wrong. Jesus couldn't possibly have been clearer on the subject. When the disciples asked him who was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, he said that unless they changed and become like little children, they would never be able to gain entry. Time and again, the disciples were in competition with one another, but they needed to learn that humility was the key to blessing in God's kingdom, and it still is. So let me ask you this question. In whose life have you seen true humility? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to learn more today about living humbly before you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.